So we're going to start out today with a presentation called Your Journey as a Mason. Masonry is not just a fraternal organization. Membership is a journey towards knowledge and understanding of our relationships to our fellow man and the world around us. Volumes have been written about it, and men have spent lifetimes studying it. This presentation is meant to give you an introduction and more insight into the fraternity and whet your appetite for knowledge and a deeper understanding of the craft. If you are new to the fraternity, welcome. With more than 6,000 members worldwide, Freemasonry has been a cornerstone of fraternalism for centuries. It is the oldest and largest fraternity in the world. Its members have included kings, presidents, Supreme Court justices, titans of industry, movie stars, and probably your father and grandfather. As a new Mason, you have much to learn about many things. To discover this knowledge, you must seek it out and keep an open mind to its lessons. As a new member, no doubt you have many questions. One of the first questions you might ask is, what is Masonry? The definition given in our Masonic ritual is that Masonry is a regular system of allegory, of morality, veiled in allegory and symbolism. Now, that's quite a mouthful, and it takes a considerable amount of time and much reflection to grasp its full meaning. Perhaps a simpler way to frame it up is, Masonry is a pathway to knowledge and enlightenment through education, discipline, and introspection, with the goal of making good men better. Our knowledge is imparted through moral lessons taught using symbolism and allegory. A good example of this technique is in Aesop's Fables. Each one is a story about a situation or conflict which contains symbols and a lesson which teaches serious truths and life lessons using a short narrative with interesting characters. These fables can be easily told and enjoyed by all ages as simple and entertaining stories, but those seeking more can discover the valuable moral and life truths that lie beneath the surface. As you study our ritual and learn more about the important lessons of Masonry, these things will become more evident to you. Now let's explore a little more about the fraternity. Masonry is considered under two denominations, operative and speculative. Operative Masonry traces its roots to the origins of the stonemasons' guilds of the medieval period. But alliterative historical accounts find its roots as early as the times of the ancient Egyptians and later during the construction of King Solomon's Temple, roughly 280 BC. Regardless of where operative Masonry began, it's generally accepted that the modern fraternity, what we refer to as speculative Masonry, was established in England in 1717 in the United States. Freemasonry was first found in Pennsylvania, but quickly became popular throughout New England. Whenever Masons gather, it is a reaffirmation of our fraternal bond and a celebration of the Masonic values of brotherly love, relief, and truth. Masonry does not discriminate based on religious beliefs, race, or creed. Masons meet on the level, meaning that we all have equal standing within the lodge. To become a Mason, one only needs to be a man of good character who believes in a supreme being, whatever form that might take for each individual. What binds Masons together is our obligation to each other to become the best possible versions of ourselves. With this bond as common ground, strong, lifelong friendships form naturally between men. Ask any Mason, and he's sure to tell you that through his lodge, he has become brothers with men whom he may otherwise never have crossed paths with. The most basic organizational unit and cornerstone of Freemasonry is found in the Blue Lodge, more commonly known as a Masonic Lodge or Masonic Temple. In a Blue Lodge, candidates for Freemasonry are progressively initiated into a fraternity through a series of degrees or allegorical steps designed to impart wisdom and knowledge. The term lodge itself comes from the structures which the stonemasons built against the sides of cathedrals during construction. In winter, when building had to stop, they lived in these lodges and worked at carving stone. Modern lodges are buildings where a local or regional group of masons meet to conduct business. They come in all sizes and architectural varieties, from simple to grandiose, with strict rules on their orientation, setup, adornment, and staffing. From the outside, a Masonic building can look rather mundane. But inside the lodge room itself, Freemasonry comes to life, often with age-old artifacts, art, and the pageantry of our sacred ritual. A Masonic building or a Masonic lodge is not simply a building. It is a representation of the character of its members and their projection into the community in which they belong. It is a tight group of men who make solemn vows to one another and become comrades in masonry and life. Above all, a Masonic lodge represents open arms, a helping hand, and brotherly love to every Mason, anywhere, at any time. On a deeper level, a lodge is a symbol of the human mind and body and its relationship to the universe around us. The true mysteries of lodge are there for us to discover and experience. Symbols are all around us. They are the fundamental way in which we communicate and process information about the world around us. While much has been made about symbols, secrets, and mysteries of the craft, many of its most famous and identifiable symbols are quite ordinary items. These symbols have straightforward meanings that are universally understood, but within the context of Masonry, they take on a new and deeper meaning and lessons in moral truths. One of the most prominent symbols of Freemasonry is the square and compasses. The unofficial trademark of Freemasonry, these implements are among the basic tools of stonemasons. In operative masonry, the square is used to prove right angles and ensure that building blocks fit together properly and accurately. The compasses are used in drafting to create arcs, circles, or other geometric figures, to bisect lines, find midpoints, and help solve problems in geometry. In speculative masonry, the square represents virtue, honor, integrity, and truthfulness, and the ways in which we should relate to the people around us. The compasses represent the importance of control over our passions and prejudices to lead a truly spiritual life. The letter G has two allusions. First, it represents geometry, which is considered the first and noblest of the sciences, and upon which the superstructure of Freemasonry is erected. The letter G also has a higher allusion, that of the sacred name of deity, who must reside at the center of our thoughts, deeds, and actions. Obligations to the fraternity are taken with the right hand placed on the holy square and compasses, thus cementing their importance and stature as tools of the speculative craft. These important symbols serve as a constant reminder that as men and Freemasons, we are bound to lead true and virtuous lives. There are many, many more symbols that you will discover and learn about as you continue your Masonic education. The tenets or principal beliefs of Freemasonry are brotherly love, relief, and truth. By the exercise of brotherly love, we are taught to regard the whole human species as one family, who are bound to aid, support, and protect each other. On this principle, Masonry unites men of every country, sect, and opinion, and conciliates true friendship among those who might otherwise have remained at a perpetual distance. To relieve the distressed is a duty incumbent on all men, but more particularly on Masons. We are all linked together by an indissoluble chain of sincere affection. On this basis, we form our friendships and establish our connections. Truth is a divine attribute and the foundation of every virtue. To be good men and true is the first lesson taught in Masonry. While influenced by this principle, hypocrisy and deceit are unknown among us. Sincerity and plain dealing distinguish us, and the heart and tongue join in promoting each other's welfare and rejoicing in each other's prosperity. The greatest Masonic value is charity, which extends beyond the grave through the boundless realms of eternity. At the heart of everything we do is charity, or love, for ourselves and our fellow man. Freemasons are taught to practice charity and to care not only for their own, but also for the community as a whole through charitable giving and volunteer efforts. From the earliest days, Freemasonry and its appendant bodies have been concerned with the care of orphans, widows, the sick, and the aged. This work continues today. More than $2.6 million are raised each day to help people in need, with large donations being given to national and local charities. There is an ancient Chinese proverb which says, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." How logical and profound. You will discover that the journey of becoming an enlightened Mason is a long and winding road, which is mostly uphill. It is fraught with darkness, distractions, and hardships. It is a symbolic journey through life, from darkness into the light. The path you are now on is a process of education, understanding, reflection, and self-improvement. You have begun your journey towards the light with the goal of becoming a better man. Press on with courage and vigor. And again, welcome to your new life as a Mason.